Welcome to
Animal Adventures,
the podcast that brings you animal facts, animal jokes, real life animal encounters, and a riddle for next week's episode. What are we doing today, Campbell?
We're doing hellbenders.
Hellbenders? What's a hellbender?
It's a type of salamander.
A giant salamander, right?
Yeah. It's pretty big.
Pretty big. I've had an encounter, so I'll be excited to share this at the end of the episode.
We also have a guest.
We have a guest today, that's right. Yep. Who also encountered probably the same salamander, but at a different time than me. So we'll get into that later. Campbell, what do we know about the hellbender salamander, aside from it having kind of a scary-sounding name?
Well, the hellbenders are... There's one species of hellbender divided into two groups, the Ozark hellbender and the Eastern hellbender.
Huh. Ozark and Eastern hellbenders. And what exactly is a hellbender? It's a what?
We already told.
The salamander, right?
Yes, it's a type of salamander.
How do you identify, like, a hellbender from another type of salamander?
Well, they're big.
Yeah, really just the size, right? They're enormous. They can be up to, like, 2 feet long on average, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, hellbenders are also named snot otters, mud devils, and lasagna lizards.
Lasagna? Why are they called lasagna lizards, you think?
Because they have, like, the flaps at the side of their body.
Yeah, they have the flaps, and they have, like, really loose kind of skin, small eyes and really flat body.
Speaking of their skin, they breathe through it.
That's cool.
Nothing will really mess with an adult hellbender, but the eggs have been eaten by fish and other hellbenders.
Yeah. All right, so we know kind of what they look like. Picture a salamander that everybody's probably seen a salamander, but picture a salamander, but then just an enormous salamander that is 2 feet long, right?
And it weighs 2 pounds.
2 pounds. Where do they live?
They live in the Appalachian Mountain Range.
Mm-hmm. East and west of it. And up, and primarily their habitat is like fast-moving streams. They have those flat bodies, and they're able to move up and down stream pretty easily to get at to find food and whatever else between the rocks. So, what do they eat?
So their favorite food is crayfish.
Yep.
And then, but they'll also eat pretty much anything they can fit in their mouth, including other hellbenders. So they're cannibals.
Oh, so they're not picky. They'll eat whatever they can get a hold of.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool.
Whatever they can fit in their mouth, they'll eat.
Nice. Okay. What else do we know about hellbenders?
Well, hellbenders breed when they're 5 to 8 years old.
Oh, so they have kind of a long lifespan, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even start breeding until they're
5 to 8 years old.
And how long do they live total?
I don't know.
Not sure. But beyond 5 to 8, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems like a long time for a reptile in the wild like that.
It's not a reptile. They're amphibians.
Oh, amphibians. Whoopsie.
Hellbenders need clean water because they breathe through their skin, so they would be putting pollution into their skin.
So they need, like, fresh, fast-moving streams without a ton of pollution, right? Cool. What else do we know about hellbenders?
Well, they lay around 100 to 2,000 eggs.
What?
Yes.
That's a lot.
I know. They need water that's about 48 to 73 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
And
that's a pretty big range, right? Like 43 to 78.
Yeah. And they, they're the third largest salamander in the world.
Oh, so there's salamanders that are bigger than the hellbender.
Yeah.
Where would you find those?
In China and Japan.
Ah, okay. So different species of giant salamander, but they're...
Yes. Yes. The hellbenders are the largest salamander in the United States, and...
In North America, it sounds like, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... They, even though they're called mud devils, they prefer, rocky bottoms of lakes.
And fast-moving streams. Mm. Yeah, they like to find their food within the rocks, right? They also blend in incredibly well with the stones and the rocks that you find in a riverbed.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Any other, hellbender facts? I feel like that's a pretty good list, but anything else?
Well, they will, so they're fully aquatic, which means they spend their entire lives in the water, but grown-up hellbenders will travel on land.
Hmm. So you usually find them in the water, though.
Yeah.
It'd be rare to find one out, like up on the bank. Cool. Pretty good facts about the hellbenders. So, you got any jokes about hellbenders?
Well, okay. So, what was the first one?
Huh?
What was the first one again? All right. What did the quiet salamander say to the talkative salamander?
I don't know.
You sure do axolotl questions.
Oh, axolotl, like... Axolotl is another type of amphibian. Got it.
It's a salamander.
Salamander. Cool.
It's a newt.
A newt. I don't know the difference between a newt, salamander...
Salamander...
All amphibians, though, right?
Yeah, newts live near water, and salamanders live near water, and newts live in water.
Oh, but I thought the hellbender lives in the water, and
yeah,
it's a salamander.
So, well, newts, like, spend their entire lives in water. Salamanders are, amphibious.
Okay, we'll check that. Cool. All right, any other jokes?
Yes. Where do hellbenders plant their flowers?
I don't know.
In salamander dirt.
In salamander dirt. Nice. Nice. All right. Well, we're going to move on to our encounters. Should I tell my encounter first, and then we'll bring our guest in?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So, my encounter, I was... hellbenders live where I grew up. I grew up in the mountains of western North Carolina, which is in the part of the Appalachian mountain range. And I was wading through a stream with a group of kids. I was a camp counselor one summer, and my partner, the other camp counselor, noticed something in the water, and he was like, "Whoa, look at that!" And I came over and I thought it was a rock, and then all of a sudden it came clear to me that it was an enormous salamander. Now, I had grown up there, and I'd been at that river many times. It's called the Davidson River, and it runs through Pisgah National Forest, which is an amazing place that people should go visit. It's huge. Stretches over a big area of western North Carolina, and I think into Tennessee probably as well. But anyway, so I'd spent time like wading through those rivers and stuff as a kid, and I'd never seen one. And so I was shocked by it. I was like really, you know those times where you're really genuinely impressed by something and surprised? I was really surprised by how big this hellbender was. And so we sat and kind of observed it for a while, and it was kind of just sitting, hanging out in the water. And the kids got a big kick out of it. Some of them wanted to pick it up, but we just kind of gave it its space and then moved on. And then I actually, in that same area, took different groups of kids camping, and I saw a hellbender. I'm assuming it's the same type, because I was reading earlier, or it was the same one, that a hellbender usually will occupy like an area, and rarely will you see multiple hellbenders in the same area.
Maybe a breeding season. Yeah.
So yeah, that was my hellbender. And then I had a friend who actually like bought one from a pet store that had an
What?
But it wasn't. It was bought it when it was little, so it wasn't. It wasn't huge. And a lot of people that I grew up with called them pollywogs.
Pollywogs.
Yep. Hellbender. What was the other one you said? Mud?
Mud devils, snot otters, and lasagna lizards.
Lasagna lizards. I like lasagna litters. Uh-huh. All right. So I think somebody else had a...
Yes.
An experience. So we'll call them in.
I heard that you had your encounter with a hellbender.
Yes.
Can we hear it?
Sure. So it was probably almost 20 years ago now, and it was actually the summer that I met Daddy in North Carolina, and we were going on a hike with the campers at the camp that we worked at, and we were going over this bridge that was covering kind of like a small creek or stream, and I looked down, and there was this huge thing that looked like an oversized salamander, and it almost looked prehistoric.
Wow.
And I couldn't even believe it. I didn't even know such a thing existed in real life.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that hellbenders are actually the third largest salamander in the world?
There are ones that are bigger than that?
The Japanese giant salamander and the Chinese giant salamander.
So let me guess where those live.
Japan and China.
So I wouldn't get to see one unless I traveled there. Huh?
Yes.
So the hellbender is a pretty cool thing to see if you live in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the biggest one in the Americas?
It's the biggest one in the Western Hemisphere.
Awesome.
And now, the riddle.
Oh.
My sense of smell is as sharp as a nail. I have a white tip at the end of my tail, and I don't eat kale. Who am I?
This is for next episode?
Yes.
Oh. Cool.
Goodbye.